This is Mississippi Edition on MPB Think Radio. I'm Michael Guidry. President Joe Biden wants to substantially reduce hunger in the United States by 2030. The president held the first conference on hunger since the Nixon administration this week and says he hopes to use policy reform and relationships with private sectors to achieve that lofty goal. Mississippi is the hungriest state in the nation, and despite its deep agricultural past, is riddled with food deserts. Langston Moore is a regional director for the Society of St. Andrews and a lifelong Mississippian. He says Biden's plan could help the state, but a number of obstacles need to be cleared. He shares more with our Lacey Alexander, beginning with the role the Society plays.
We work with farms across the state of Mississippi to rescue food that would normally go to waste. The food can be, you know, too big, too small, the wrong color, the wrong shape, the wrong size. It could have blemishes on it. But the deal is the food is perfectly nutritious. And we rescue millions of pounds of food in Mississippi every year.
Awesome. Explain to me why Mississippi's agricultural makeup is different than other states and how these differences might help or hurt your cause.
Well, I can't really speak from other states only because I'm a lifelong Mississippian. But, you know, Mississippi, we have the richest soil in the nation, especially in the Delta. But it seems like we've shifted a little bit from growing fresh fruits and vegetables to growing the commodity crops, because really, I believe that's where the farmers seek and see favorability. And, you know, the market has shifted from fruits and veggies like we were, you know, when I was growing up. It's still an important crop, and we still need to feed ourselves. But I think with some generation gaps, we've missed the opportunity to continue to do that.
Can you explain to me, like someone who is very ignorant to the nuances of agriculture, what a commodity crop is?
Sure. It's a crop like basically non-edible, if you will, by humans. You have corn for feed cattle. You have, I mean, but soybeans are used in food, but it's not something you serve on your table, if you will. And then you have just a lot of different things. Cotton is considered that as well. So just those things that we grow or the farmers grow that aren't really consumable except for soybeans and things of that nature.
Okay, that's a really cool transition into my next question. Despite this really fertile soil and this great opportunity for agriculture, Mississippi is still one of the hungriest states in the nation. How do we fill that gap, you think?
You know, that's a really tricky question. Hunger, I've been working in food insecurity for 15 years. I learn something new every day. And Mississippi, if you look at us, we're not a very walkable community as a whole. And we have transportation issues. We're one of the poorest states in the nation. Our public transportation is not that great in most areas, especially in the capital city. You have limits on how many bags you can take. And we're talking about grocery stores that have closed in these underserved communities. So our citizens don't have access to it. And one thing we can do is just create more farmers markets to get that fresh food into places, because they only have access, and especially in rural areas, our rural citizens only have access to the high caloric, high sugar food, because it's less expensive, it's widely available, and it's easy. And so there are so many answers to that question. And, you know, there's not enough time in a week for us to cover all that.
And like you said, you are a lifelong Mississippian. There was a conference where the president addressed the nation about food insecurity. But as someone who is very involved in the state of Mississippi, what do Mississippians specifically, as opposed to the entire nation, need to see their hunger needs met?
Well, again, you know, I think one thing is we need to grow more fresh food. I think we need to give people access to that fresh food, make it easy, make it the easy choice to have fresh food over the high caloric types of food. I think, you know, meaningful legislation could help. I think with the Healthy Food Financing Initiative that was passed in the last 5 or 6 years is a good start. However, there's no funding in that bill, although it's on the books. And this bill would allow the Mississippi Development Authority to give grants and loans to retailers who locate in the underserved communities. So that was something I was very proud to be a part of, but I think we need more. I think increase in SNAP benefits would be great. And just period, just access. We got to figure out how to give our citizens more and better and meaningful access to fresh foods.
So when you hear of these, you know, President Biden proposed policy change, he revealed some deals and some donations he received from private business entities. Do you hope or think that these promises that he's making are going to influence Mississippi?
I always hope there are going to be policies that make Mississippi better and to help our citizens. Although I haven't been able to see the press conference yet, I do hope that new policies and procedures would help better my state. I think, though, too, we grow enough food in the nation to feed every American. It's just a matter of organizations like the Society of St. Andrew who exist to be able to get that food. We got to go get it. And we need more people doing this type of work. There's 133 billion pounds of food wasted in the United States every year. And in order to stop hunger, we could feed every American with that wasted food. 40% of what we grow is wasted in the United States. And that's a very sad reality. And we firmly believe, the Society of St. Andrew, that there is enough food grown in the state, in the United States, to feed every American. But again, we have to have people dedicated to go get that, to meet in that gap of the farm can't sell it, get it to market, or the grocery store warehouses reject it, to getting it to people who need it to rescue that food.
And also in the conference, the president said that he hopes to have hunger in the United States eased or fixed by 2030. Does that seem realizable to you?
I think it's a lofty goal. You know, I believe that hunger is an epidemic in the United States, one of the richest countries in the world, and our citizens don't have the ability to eat and don't know where their next meal is going to come from. So, you know, as long as new technologies, new ways of getting this food that's wasted, as long as that still comes, we have a chance, I believe. And, you know, I'm very passionate about this and about food insecurity and trying to fix it in my state. But until we all work together, that's a big one, too. We all got to work together to solve this problem.
Well, I appreciate
thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Langston Moore, Regional Director for the Mississippi Area of the Society of St. Andrews. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.